Hey, welcome to James Crowley's Infinite Playlist, the podcast where I try to hear every song that has ever existed, a podcast on the Lughole Network, and it is just me this week. It's so funny, I have music going in my ears, and I should actually stop that right now. If you're hearing this the week that it comes out, which I believe is June 22nd, if it's not June 22nd and you're listening to this the day it came out, Wednesday, whenever that is, what today it is, what today's date is. But what I think is it's funny, because if you've been listening to this podcast consistently, you know that a few months ago I got laid off from my job at Newsweek, and assuming everything went according to plan, the day that this comes out, I will be at my new job for a few days where I'm writing for Hollywood Life, which is very different from Newsweek in terms of like what I was doing, but I'm very excited, and hopefully my third day there is going well if you're listening to this on Wednesday. So that's an exciting announcement. Before I talk to you about some of the things I've been listening to lately, please follow me on my social media. I'm James P. Crowley on Instagram and TikTok, James P. Crowley 68 on Twitter. I'm trying to figure out how to verify myself on Twitter because I think that I'm eligible as like a writer. So, I'm hoping to get that down. But and newsletter, jamescrowley.substack, burgeraday.com. I don't know if anything's there. Read some of my stuff on Atwood. Read whatever I've written for Hollywood Life so far. Let's get into some of the music that I've been listening to lately, and I know I normally start with new stuff and then do old stuff, but we're gonna start with an oldie first. We're kicking this off with one of the best intro songs ever written, Came Out Swinging by The Wonder Years.
Moved all my shit to my parents' basement and down of our old apartment. And I know things change, but I'm not sure when. I guess you call this progression. I left a real job and a girlfriend. Convinced myself that I'm brave enough for all this. Well, I spent a whole year in airport and the floor feels like home. At least we're never alone. I lost track.
Oh man, I love The Wonder Years so much, and I feel like my love for them comes up on this podcast so much that I don't like putting in Wonder Years songs because I listen to them so much. Because if we're being honest, every week this podcast could just be 9 Wonder Years songs a week. I listen to them so much. I listen to the albums regularly. But I included Came Out Swinging for this because last week was the 10th anniversary of Suburbia, I've Given You All and Now I'm Nothing. The Wonder Years, technically third album, kind of second album, if you dig deep into the lore. And this is one of my favorite albums of all time. You know, I love this album so much. I wrote about its 10th anniversary for Atwood. Came Out Swinging is such an impactful song because it was the first Wonder Years song I ever heard. And I'm sure that for a lot of people, it was the first Wonder Years song they'd ever heard. This is what they closed just about every show with. I've seen them open with it twice. I've been to a few shows where they don't play it, where it's like an acoustic set, but this is such a powerful and like impactful way to start a record, and I love it so much. And for Atwood, I wrote about how when you listen to the album a little bit older, it's darker and it wears on you a little bit more, but I still get very excited every time I hear Came Out Swinging because it's such a positive and fun song, and it still fills me with joy a lot of the time when I hear it. You know, even in the breakdown outro type part where he's talking about, I spent the winter writing songs about getting better, and if I'm being honest, I'm getting there, can be a heavy hitter emotionally, but it still just makes me so excited and so happy. Shows are coming back, and I'm looking forward to when the Wonder Years bring their show back. But anyway, let's keep on rolling along into my next song, which was very different, A Great Mass of Color by Deaf Heaven. I love Deaf Heaven. This song makes me think. I shouldn't even say it makes me think. It shows that we're in a new era of Deaf Heaven very well. And I mean, the band's been changing a lot. You know, the band, I think, has done something very different on each of their albums, from Sunbather to now. I think if you listen to Sunbather, it's this very ethereal, very interesting, very hard-hitting, like, black gaze, black metal, and then you get kind of a more intense album with New Bermuda, and then they kind of went calmer again with Ordinary Corrupt Human Love. I almost forgot the name of that. And it was a little bit more calmer. There's a little bit more, like, shreddy stuff. Not, like, shreddy. That's such a bad descriptor. Moments with guitar solos kind of made me think of more, like, classic metal and, like, classic rock and even hair metal a little bit than it had on previous Deaf Heaven albums. But so when I heard A Great Mass of Color, I was taken aback. Because not only is it a completely different sort of sound for the band, there are clean vocals on this song. And there'd been, like, speaking parts in Deaf Heaven songs, and there might be some cleanness, but this is a full-blown clean vocal song. And it's super cool. It's like, it sounds like if the band kind of went post-punk. And it got me very excited about this next era of Deaf Heaven. Deaf Heaven are still one of my big bucket list bands. I have not seen them live, despite the fact that I've had tickets on multiple occasions. I'm excited for when they finally announce a tour again. You know, I'm excited to finally see them because I've been dying to see them for so long. I was supposed to see them on the 10th anniversary tour that got canceled because of COVID, but I also wasn't going to be able to make it to that because I had Frankie Becerra and I were supposed to do a show that night. Frankie and James do half hours. So I'm excited to see Deaf Heaven finally when they inevitably announce a tour with this album. But I'm also sure that once I buy tickets to this show, either Frankie and I are going to plan a show or Frankie is going to ask me to do a show, because that has been my luck with Deaf Heaven in the past. Because another time I had tickets to see them and Frankie asked me to do a show and I put my comedy career over seeing Deaf Heaven live, and I don't regret that. But anyway, let's keep on rolling along into my next pick, which was NGL by Rebecca Black. When your new girl is mean to you, does she try to run when you tell her that she is everything you wanted? Does she make you feel hurt on your wrists, or is she already forgotten what you said? You can tell your friends that you left me if it makes sleeping easy. You can I was very excited about Rebecca Black's new EP. Rebecca Black was here. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I've been really enjoying Rebecca Black lately. I've been enjoying her output, and I've been feeling nostalgic. There's a few more Rebecca Black things somewhere down the pipeline. I'm not sure when, but in an upcoming episode, there will be a Rebecca Black shout-out. I won't say which it is. But so she released this EP, and I was like, well, I gotta hear it. I interviewed her. I've been excited about this. And it's really fucking good. It's really, you know, it's a lot like hyperpop. You know, you're listening to it, and, you know, it's no surprise that she did that whacked out Friday remix because it's so out there, and a lot of what she does on this EP is like that. And I think that there's a lot of like emotional stuff on this and very confessional lyrics throughout this EP, just because, you know, it's Rebecca Black really being like, you know what, I'm gonna write songs that are personal to me. And I think that a song like this is difficult because it's admitting that you did something wrong, and, you know, NGL stands for not gonna lie, and it's kind of about, you know, owning up to bad things, not bad, but like crappy things that you did. And I just really like this. I really love the bridge. Am I standing in your ex's house? Wonder what she'd think about us now in your bed listening to Sky Ferreira, knowing you're going to cry, mess up your mascara. It's like a very human lyric, and it's not, you know, totally what I expected from this LP, this EP, just because, you know, even though she was being more honest with songs like Girlfriend, this is a kind of hard truth song. And, you know, in the one lyrics, it's like, it'll break your heart, you know, that someone you loved is a different person, and it's hard to own up to things changing and differences. And I really liked that. I was very excited. But anyway, let's keep on rolling along into my next song, which was Dustland by The Killers featuring Bruce Springsteen.
A Dustland fairy tale beginning, just another white trash county kid in 61, long brown hair and foolish eyes. He looked just like you'd want him to, some kind of slick chrome American prince. A blue jean serenade, Moon River, what'd you do to me? Well, I don't believe you.
Saw Cinderella in a party dress. She was looking for a nightgown. Saw the devil wrapping up his hand. He's getting ready for the showdown. Saw the minute that I turned away. I got my money on a pawn tonight.
Can't go wrong by getting the boss to sing on your song. I did not mean for that to rhyme. The Killers redid their song, A Dustland Fairy Tale, with Bruce motherfrickin' Springsteen. And I mean, it's one of those things that it's really not surprising that the band collaborated with Bruce, because the band are very clearly Bruce Springsteen fans. And I mean, I've been excited to hear this. I was excited to listen to it, and I think that it's very solid. I liked this a lot better than Springsteen's more recent collaboration with the Bleachers, just because I feel like he's more at the forefront. You know, a funny anecdote I also want to share since I have this is I tried to buy Springsteen on Broadway tickets very recently. I was texting a friend of mine from Newsweek, and I was like, oh, you know, we're going to try to get these tickets, you know, trying to get them at the same time. Eventually I got in, and they were $500 and $700 a piece. And I love Springsteen, and I'm sure he's worth that money. I'm sure to see Springsteen on Broadway in such an intimate setting is worth that amount of money. I don't have that much money to justify it on concert tickets, and I think that that's a real sign of maturity for me. Someone also reached out to me on Instagram and was like, I saw you made a TikTok about trying to get Springsteen on Broadway tickets. Me and my friend ended up getting an extra set if you're interested in buying ours. And I was like, I'm not going to give you the amount of money that it costs. I was like, if you were selling it at a markdown, maybe, but there's no way. But enjoy it. It's supposed to be fun. I could have seen Springsteen on Broadway the first time around. But so hopefully, you know, people are saying he's going to go on tour in 2022, and I hope that they are right. But anyway, let's keep on rolling along into my next pick, which was Point Mutation by Covey.
You'll miss up a clash of personalities if you want to call it that. System of personal complexities without fail will hemorrhage once a day. We beg for it all to amalgamate into something worth all this silence and contention. We demand over sheer minutia like we're owed some kind of metal for a salty bead of sweat, or God forbid some fucking sacrifice to our precious comfort.
I'm very jealous of all of you listening to this episode because you live in a time when this full-length album by Covey is out, and I am recording this a few days prior to this album being released. I'm excited to give this thing a listen when it drops. I'm excited to explore more of Covey's music because I hadn't listened to him prior to today, prior to hearing this song. You know, I do not know this band. I do not know this singer. I'm not familiar with any of their work. But the album is apparently called Class of Cardinal Sin. And I believe that No Earbuds does their PR, and Jamie Coletta and No Earbuds always have very exciting and interesting artists that I like to check out. And I was, you know, I saw the promo email and I just clicked it, and it said something like for fans of the Mountain Goats and a few others that were interesting, but the Mountain Goats always catch my attention because I'm such a big Mountain Goats fan. So I clicked it and I was blown away. This like reminded me of times that I've like gone to DIY shows and I get very pleasantly surprised by an opening act. It made me think of when I saw Jake McKelvey and the Countertops opening for Adult Mom, and I was like, wow, this band is great. I want to listen to more of their stuff. And same thing with this one. I sent this to my friend Emily, who has been on the podcast, the Boy Bands episode, and the Sounds Happy But Isn't, or Sounds Sad But Isn't. I forget. It was a very early episode. But I love these lyrics. I love kind of the, you know, the delivery. I like the, you know, there's just a lot of very personal stuff in this, and I'm very excited to hear this full album once it drops. I'm excited to explore more of this, and I don't know, let's act like everything is fine and I don't have fucked up memories. It's gonna be such a great album. I'm very excited. But I mentioned them before, and we were talking about artists that have collaborated with Bruce Springsteen very recently, and my next pick is Stop Making This Hurt by Bleachers. Bleachers. I will always check out Bleachers when they have something new. I need to do a better deep dive into their back catalog. But I don't know. There was something. Of course, I checked out the new song with Springsteen when it came out last year, and the other new song. You know, I love "Don't Take the Money" so much. You know, Bleachers kind of reminds me of the same excitement I had when I heard a band like Walk the Moon for the first time. So, you know, and of course, Jack Antonoff is kind of a musical genius. He works with so many artists that I love and writes songs that I love and collaborates on songs that I love. So it's no surprise that I love a lot of Bleachers songs. So I was very curious about this song when, I don't even know when it first came out, but I saw that they were on Fallon somewhat recently. You know, it might have been a few weeks ago at this point. But, you know, I saw, I think it was the Consequence of Sound headline that said, they channel Springsteen on their Fallon performance. And you can kind of hear that in this song a little bit. It's kind of very, you know, anthemic in sort of like a dancey, poppy sort of way, in a way that songs like 10th Avenue Freeze Out kind of are. And it's really good, and it's really kind of sad, which I love. I love that Bleachers kind of channel this sense of sadness in their music, despite being very upbeat and poppy. So, I don't know. And it just, you know, this song's called Stop Making This Hurt. The album is called Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night, and it looks like a Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel album cover. I'm so excited. I just bought, Emmy just gave me a record player for my birthday last week, and I want to own this fucking vinyl. It's so cool. I don't know. I love this band, and I'm excited for this record to come out. You know, it's gonna be so good. Yeah, this song's been out for over a month at this point, so I'm a little late to the party. Oh, and St. Vincent does background vocals. I wasn't crazy about, Daddy's Home or whatever the last St. Vincent album is, but she's still such a huge presence. You know, that's so cool. I'm excited for that one. But anyway, we talked enough about Springsteen. Now let's talk about my Jersey Boy, because my next pick is Rosemary by Brian Fallon.
Gives me the creeps, and there's a hole in you now, like the windshield was taken out. And everybody's hurt, and mine ain't the worst, but it's mine. Now, sometimes I think it's haunted inside this house, and I hear you crying over the phone. Where have all the good times gone? Down in a glass, shouting matches, lost in the songs they don't write anymore. Hey, it's alright, I ain't trying to bring you down tonight. Oh my my, she says, I don't mind.
Say this before I forget. The day I'm recording this, Tyler the Creator released a new song, and I'm excited to give it a listen. I just have not listened yet. So by the time this is out, I'm going to have heard that song, but excuse me. That's why there's not a new Tyler song on this playlist, probably. Unless it's bad, it might be. Might not be good. But we'll see after I listen to this. Maybe I'll put that in the episode notes, along with if something has gone horribly wrong with Hollywood Life. And I don't actually have a job there. But anyway, let's keep on rolling along. Not Bruce Springsteen, Brian Fallon, Rosemary. I know I've referenced this a few times, and I reference it a few more in other upcoming episodes of this podcast that haven't been released yet. But so I want to say it now, and I want to kind of give that disclaimer for those upcoming episodes. At this point, I've seen Brian Fallon live. I've been to my first concert in over a year, and I know I've mentioned it on a few other podcasts. That's why there's been a sudden increase in Brian Fallon songs, because I went to see Brian Fallon play out in New Jersey at a golf course, and it was insane. He did Rosemary, which is a song that I love, and it's a song I've been playing a lot since that show, because I don't know, Rosemary kind of makes me think of like the characters in one of the characters in, I believe it's the 59 Sound, where he's like, you're getting drinks for the same boys who once bought you everything, and the patter of the bar. It was, yeah, I believe that's 59 Sound. Yeah, I'm gonna look that up while I'm doing this. But so I like to think that that's that same character, and it might not be, and that is totally okay. That is not 59 Sound. Old White Lincoln? Maybe it's Old White Lincoln. But, maybe? No, I don't know. Like, that's not that important. I'm gonna keep clicking because it's gonna bother me. I don't know. It's one of those things that I really... Oh, it's High Lonesome. I'm such an idiot. Because it has, you know, and... Just this one time, the powder on the bar was just this one time, the powder on the bar. Yeah, you're getting drinks for the same boys who once bought you everything. I like to think that that's the same character. That's Rosemary in a later Brian Fallon song. I don't know that, and I don't think Brian Fallon would ever address that. But, you know, the show was great. The show, it was super cool. It was out in Eatontown. It was only about an hour drive from Emmy. So, you know, we got in my car, you know, her, our friend Taylor, and one of Taylor's friends, and we went out, and Brian Fallon is still very fun. He's still very funny, still very charismatic on stage, you know, and he did so many different songs. He did a lot of old Gaslight songs. He did a bunch of his own stuff, and he did some songs that I didn't necessarily expect him to play. He did, like, Boxer from American Slang, and he did Great Expectations, which is such a huge song that I feel like he generally wouldn't play it on his own. But so it was a really special show, and I know that they have other shows, and they have, like, comedy shows coming up, so if you can get tickets to the Sun Eagles Golf Club to see a show, they were, you know, masks were optional, but pretty much everyone that wasn't at a table wore a mask, and it was super cool. I recommend it. But anyway, let's keep on rolling along into my next pick, which was Josephine by Frank Turner, the songbook version.
By the things these things might mean, it was spoken with seriousness, more of a whisper than a scream. So now I'm waiting on some Josephine to show herself to me. I could have been anyone I imagined I could be. I just needed somebody to wake me from my sleep. I could have been Napoleon, could have been Beethoven, could have been anyone but uncomfortable me. So come on now, Josephine, show yourself to me.
So I'm a big Frank Turner fan. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but something I like to do at night, if I'm having trouble falling asleep or, you know, whatever, I'll pull up either IMDb or Wikipedia on my phone and start reading either the trivia section of an IMDb page or some random Wikipedia article. And it's usually something that I find interesting, something that I don't really know a lot about. Sometimes I'm like up in the middle of the night just trying to get to sleep or get back to sleep, I'll read something I know a lot about because I'm bored. And I mean, sometimes I do reread them just because, you know, I don't retain the knowledge, but I also do it sometimes when I'm very hungover or if I'm up early before Emmy is, and I'm just kind of laying in bed with my phone. And over the weekend, I was reading Beethoven's Wikipedia page because it was suggested somewhere else. I forget where. But so I was reading about him, and he had like a whole section you know, they break up his life into periods in his biography. And at one point, they mentioned that they mentioned this sort of like middle period, and they make specific reference to the Immortal Beloved letter, which I know Frank Turner makes reference to in this song, you know, and This is one of my favorite songs off of the Positive Songs for Negative People album. And I like the way he was able to incorporate a lot of history and, you know, just clever references in it. I like the idea of I could have been Napoleon, I could have been Beethoven. It's funny, I was just talking about High Lonesome because it's got that I always kind of sort of wished I looked like Elvis, and this has I could have been Napoleon, I could have been Beethoven. I like songs, a lot of songs that resonate with me are songs about wanting to be a different person. And I understand that, I really do, because a lot of those times the wanting to be a different person is wanting to be someone more successful than you are, you know. And even though Frank Turner is a very acclaimed singer-songwriter in his own right, you know, he's not Napoleon or Beethoven, you know. So I don't know, I really like this. I really love the term immortal beloved. It's kind of sweet and I enjoy it. And I like this version a lot. I like the change up. I think that the original version is very good and very, you know, it's probably still my favorite, but I wanted to do something a little bit different with this. But anyway, let's bring this on home with my last pick, which is All Eyes on Me by Bo Burnham from Inside.
Get on out of your seats, all eyes on me, all eyes on me. Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun? It's almost over, it's just begun. Don't overthink this, look in my eye. Don't be scared, don't be shy. Come on in, the water's fine. We're going to go where everybody knows. Everybody knows, everybody. We're going to go where everybody knows. Everybody knows. Get your fucking hand. All eyes on me, all eyes on me. Hey, go get your fucking hands up. Get on out of your seat. All eyes on me, all eyes on me. Heads down, pray for me.
Because I came of age during a certain era of the internet and comedy, I don't think it should be surprising to hear that I'm a very, very big Bo Burnham fan. I've been a fan of Bo since I was in high school. I saw Bo in 2013, I think, on the What Tour. I used to play the Kanye rant from Make Happy at work after I graduated college. And I would play it on bad days, and I would just start like weeping in the office. And I was very excited that he came back, even if it was like a pandemic special. I think the interesting part of this song is when he said that he had started performing again in January, and then the world shut down, January 2020. I think Inside was very good. I think it was his most interesting special. I wrote about this a lot on my blog, Burger a Day. I think that it is very funny. I think that there's a lot of hilarious moments. I think that there's a lot of very funny moments that speak to a lot of concerning things. I think, you know, I watched it with Emmy and John and who have both been guests on this podcast, John Donnelly, and you know, it's very funny because John felt like he was watching like a weird student film. But I remember the Welcome to the Internet he thought was hilarious, because it just very much speaks to his exact sense of humor. And I think there's a lot of things on this that were very funny. Like, Emmy loved White Woman's Instagram, you know, but my favorite song on this was Funny Feeling, and I really enjoyed a lot of the songs on this because I think that they were his best songs. I think that a lot of them can stand on their own. I think that when I come time to sit down and make my album of the year list, I think that Inside the album might be on it. And All Eyes on Me is a close second to Funny Feeling, and I really enjoy it. But yeah, so those are all my songs. Check them out, and I'll jam out with you next time. Bye.
You say the ocean's rising, like I give a shit. You say the whole world's ending, got it already there. You're not gonna slow it, heaven knows you.
tried. Got it good, now get inside. We're going to go where everybody knows everybody knows.
This has been a Lughole podcast.